Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath.
You're cooking right now, Buzz.
And will you let me say.
You're really cooking.
Hold me now. Yeah. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet. Ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It is the WIP Sailors afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and I thought Fritz, but Fritz decided he's not going to sing Creed.
Well, it's just four voices.
Who
it's
cares?
A lot of voices.
It was four people in the Beatles.
Yeah, come on, man.
Now we're not singing at the same time.
Well, all the Boys to Men guys sing at the same
That's
time.
That's right.
Like, what are we talking about here?
Yeah, I don't see it.
Buzz was in there cooking today. I don't know if you heard it. He wasn't monotone at all. He's really growing.
Yeah.
That's why I'm letting him do it, letting the little fledgling.
Oh, so it's week 12. You're breaking this in now?
I've actually done it for the last, like, 6 weeks.
Thanks
for noticing.
It's really disappointing, to be honest with you. Speaking of Commissioner Buzz, he is here for the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League Fantasy Report, which is sponsored by Bet365. Buzz.
All right, so we're going to start with Ike this week.
Yeah!
Eliminated last week from playoff contention.
Damn.
Taking on number two, Dustin, trying to play spoiler.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, now Ike's team decides
yeah!
to go off.
You beat Dustin?
Now we wake up.
Yeah.
19 from Drake May, 25 from AJ Brown, 25 from Ashton Genty.
Shout out to AJ.
Yes.
Really happy about
told
it.
Told everybody to drop him. I didn't. Yes. I didn't drop you, AJ.
You believed all the way. Rams defense with 18. Dustin at 29 from Amon-Ra St. Brown, 26 from Emmanuel Wilson, but nothing else too major in the rest of his lineup. Ike wins 128-113.
Man, Dustin's
so mouthy about his
team. Little Mickey Mouse run falling apart.
Yeah.
Everybody on the schedule remaining, beware.
Yeah,
the team is heating up.
You're a spoiler now.
That's right.
He's playing spoiler.
We get the Spike.
Yeah, I'm not playing spoiler.
Fighting for his playoff life, taking on Bam.
Yeah.
And just another week to forget. 37 from JSN. Tyrone Tracy chipped in with 16. Josh Allen had the worst game of the season with 10.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Bam had Caleb Williams, James Cook, and DJ Moore, all with good weeks. Bam wins 119-97.
Damn, you lost to Bam?
Yeah, dude. I got nothing left. I don't know what to say. It's a pathetic showing.
Did what were you looking
that
at?
Coming.
Jack. Same joke every week.
Yep.
Same one.
These two morons.
And we get to Jack. Finally, it's time to have a conversation about smoking mirrors.
Oh. No. Yep, this show. No. I'm putting this show on my back, per usual.
Taking on RC, 55 from Jameer Gibbs.
What?
32 from Dak.
What?
23 from Devontae Adams.
Yeah.
16 from the Browns defense.
What?
Jack wins 178 to 113. The most points in the league this week by a margin of 37.
Wow.
All right. Here's what we need, though. Either Jack is in on his fantasy team or out on his fantasy team.
I'm in on my fantasy team.
For now.
Even if they lose.
Yeah, I believe in this little engine that could.
Okay.
Jahmyr Gibbs, problem. Devontae Adams,
problem.
We're figuring this whole thing out, taking it to the moon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. So you believe in them?
I believe in them. 178 points?
Well,
come on.
All right. Okay.
Come on, man.
All right. But just none of this bull crap where you do the thing where I didn't even study for the test when you get a bad grade. That's what you do with
I'm just
this
a
team.
Dominant fantasy football player. Okay. It is what it is.
All right.
Playoff scenarios with 2 weeks to go in the regular season. Remember, 6 playoff spots to be had. Top two teams get byes. Marcus beat Ricky this week. He has officially clinched not only a bye, but the number one overall seed.
Not surprising.
2 weeks to go.
No.
So Marcus locked
in. Guy's literally 11-1.
Yeah. And next best team is 8-3. Dustin has now lost back-to-back weeks to both Jack and Ike. He's hanging on to that second bye spot by a thread.
Yes.
Him and Yoshi both sit tied at 8-4 as Dustin holds the points tiebreaker with 2 weeks to play.
Dustin doesn't have a clutch gene. Like, he can beat all these other random little other league members, but he faces me and Ike back-to-back weeks. He's like, wants to be chesty.
Yeah.
Fails.
Yo.
Yeah, be honest with you, I haven't liked Dustin's attitude the whole season.
I know.
Yep.
He's got a little toot.
Yeah, too much toot.
Too much toot. Speaking of fantasy, real quick, sorry to sabotage the segment, Buzz.
Oh, God.
But Lakin.
Oh, did he make another waiver claim?
Yeah, he dropped Xavier Leggett. This guy on company time making waiver wire additions. It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Wow. Why don't you go program? Direct something, would you?
Back to the afternoon show league.
Yes.
Jack went from in the hunt to the current number 5 seed at 7-5.
Hell yeah.
One more win for Jack against either Ike this week or Ricky next week, and he is almost certainly in the postseason.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Don't worry. I won't be throwing the game this weekend.
Good. Yeah.
I got my guys motivated.
Yeah. Dominate that little bee in there. The little engine that could. Yeah.
And last thing, Spike, you're not technically dead yet.
Oh,
all you need is to win out. Have Ricky and George lose out and have Derek lose one more game.
That's a lot.
Worth noting, though, with all that, Spike still has 25 more points than Jack.
Yeah,
but we're gaining.
Out. Point that out.
All right.
We get to the rankings.
Yes.
We're going to go 1-5 because, again, there's no movement at the top. Number one, Marcus stays at 1 for like 10 consecutive weeks, 141, 118 over Ricky. Yoshi moves up to number 2.
Wow.
With a 143-124 win over Tony. Dustin lost back-to-back weeks. He moves down to number 3. RC stays at number 4 after losing 178-113 to Jack. And new to the rankings, or returning to the rankings, I should say, Jack Fritz.
Thank
with
you.
His win and now back into a playoff spot.
He's hard to cheer for.
Bang!
I got a question. I feel like we talked about this, but I can't remember. If Yoshi wins, doesn't matter. He's not in next year.
No, he is in. Me and you overrode Spike
because he called you Mike.
Yes.
Yeah, because I accidentally called you Mike.
Okay. So if he has to win it all,
yes,
to be in it next year.
Yes.
Okay.
His little pity team has to win it all.
Okay.
He finds different ways to get in the league
he
every year.
He stays in, man. Listen, but if he wins it all this year, he's in.
It's impressive.
To who?
I think it's impressive.
This might be our strongest year.
What do you mean?
I think we had better players this year than we've had in years past.
Except for
the weakest year
one guy
on the show.
For one guy,
yeah.
It is Ross.
Yeah.
Well, he had some intrigue to the league.
Yeah, he did. He did. It's certainly interesting.
Yeah.
Great job, Buzz.
Thank
you. There is commission. Are you on after us?
I am not.
Oh, okay. You
came
just
in just for this.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you're the man, Commissioner Buzz.
Yeah, you're not getting paid.
Never question my dedication to this.
Do you think Jalen should run the ball more?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, all right. There you go. There it is. There's his take. When it comes to sportsbooks, Bet365 has it all. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, 21+. Must be located in Pennsylvania.
Football season is in full swing, and we're bringing you your tailgate must-have. Now, there's nothing more refreshing than an ice-cold Surfside to enjoy while you cheer on your home team. Made with real vodka, Surfside is only 100 calories and zero bubbles. That's right, no carbonation, so it's easy to sip and enjoy. It's not a seltzer, it's Surfside. Ask for it at bars, restaurants, and stores near you. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
All right. I don't have it on my screen, Jack. I'm just going to send you a picture of my screen.
Ooh,
that's
nice.
My bad. Yeah, I'm sorry. 215-592-9494. Whoa. Oh.
Yeah, that was funny.
Did you see that? Oh, whoa. Now my mic sounds weird.
Well, that's because I think he had some reverb off of Rob's phone.
Off of Rob. Oh, Robin Delco, you're on WIP. What's up, Rob? Our screen's just completely reloaded. So, Robin Delco, you're on WIP.
Hey, listen, first of all, happy Thanksgiving to you guys and your family.
Oh, thank you so much,
Rob. Yeah.
Listen, I got a haymaker for you at the end, with Dynamic Duo. But listen, I got a little question here between Tank Bigsby and Mundo Sosa, okay?
Okay.
It's the same player where little dosage, you know, a little dab of them, a little bit of them, but not too much. You know what I mean? Because then they'll get exposed.
I agree. I agree with that. Yeah.
See, you can see that kind of correlation, right?
Between, All right.
Now, here's where you might think I'm off my rocker. My next point. I start out strong. I might go downhill with Spike, all right?
Okay.
Like, you kind of said something earlier. I don't want to quote you, but it was something like, last year the Eagles had to conform their offense because it was most successful by running the football, and if a big play was there, throw the ball down the field, Hurts has to make the play. Okay, that was successful last year.
Yep.
Believe that, and listen, I am pro Jalen. I mean, I am, Spike. I think he's one of the better quarterbacks in the league, and I believe he can do it. I don't think our strength is running the football this year, obviously, for different reasons. Say what you want about the running back. He looks the same to me because he's getting hit behind the line every time I see him. He doesn't even get started. Is he perfect? No. He coughed up the ball, the other day. So, you know, that cost him. That was a big mistake, but I think Jalen can throw the ball if he needs to, if that's where our offense has to get geared toward. You know, that's my belief. Well, you know what I mean? I think he can throw 30 times a game, Mike.
No. I mean, well, listen, maybe 30, but you can go look at his record at 35-plus pass attempts. I believe it's below 500.
I'm sorry, can I ask, what is he at in the pay scale of quarterbacks? You know, not...
The pay scale of quarterbacks?
So total deal, he is seventh.
I was going to say he's a top 10.
Yeah, average salary, he's right around 10 or 11.
Yeah.
Okay, see now, and this might not be fair, but to me, when you're getting that kind of – you got to be able to do it. You got to be able to throw the ball a lot if we need you to throw the ball a lot and be successful.
Ideally, yes.
Ideally, you know
yes.
what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You need to. So.
But we've watched Jalen for 5 years, Rob, and we know that's not what he does.
I know. I'm just thinking, too much is given, much is expected. And he's been given a lot of money. And listen, he's produced. He got us the Super Bowl. He's been the two. You know, he's been arguably the best player on the field, both of those.
Yeah, but you would think he was carried and he didn't contribute much. And what it sounds like when I hear, like, your angle of this, it sounds like, well, now it's your turn to actually earn your money. Like that's what it sounds like. He got paid $55 million a year. Because he took the team to the Super Bowl, and they didn't win it the first time, but he was the best player on the field. But then he validated the $250 million contract when he was Super Bowl MVP. Yeah, you're still saying he needs to validate why he's being paid the type of money he's being paid.
Well, maybe not. Like I agree with you. He did validate it with that Super Bowl win and that MVP.
Yeah.
To be consistently like that, you know, year after year,
yeah.
I expect with the money he's getting paid. I'm sorry. You know, I love him.
Yeah.
Hey, my grandma, yeah, I give credit where credit's due. It's my grandmother always said. So, you know.
He's not above reproach now. Like, he can be, like, you can be critical of him. I don't think he's playing his best football. I push back with people because I sometimes feel like it's overboard with the criticism. I think it's fair to criticize him, but some people's criticism goes a little too far.
I think also, Rob, you could pay him $100 million and he's still the same person.
Yes.
Like, if you have a problem with what he's making, then the criticism is on the Eagles, not on him. You can't – I understand where you're coming from, but it's sort of like when we say, well, you're making this, you should be this, paying him the money doesn't change who he is as a player. And we have a pretty solid – understanding of who he is as a player, what his pluses are, what his minuses are. And just because we need it doesn't mean he is capable of throwing the ball at the rate that you're talking about. And for what it's worth, like, there's not a ton of quarterbacks in the NFL who throw the ball 30 times a game anymore for a successful team. Josh Allen doesn't really when that team's playing well. Mm-hmm. Drake May, who's had a great year, is not. He's a 26 a game guy. You know, Matt Stafford is, but that guy is a, what he's good at is passing the football. Yeah. It's just not, Jalen's, he's not a bad passer, but it is not what he is best at. You know, so the money doesn't change that. You know, you got to.
I think it might do.
Yes.
We could be a Jet. Let's tell Philadelphia. We could have the Jets as our team. The Browns could be our team. The Jaguars. The Giants for the last decade.
No.
Any other pathetic team. You know what I mean? We still got it pretty damn good here.
We
know
do.
Know
I mean?
Oh, yeah.
We
and,
do.
But you know the reason why, and I agree with you, Rob. Appreciate the call. Oh, what's your duo?
What's your duo? What's your duo?
Yeah, I got a haymaker. Listen, we grew up on it. I'm 52. Like, we're around the same age. Jack, your kids might watch it. Bert and Ernie.
Bert and Ernie's a great answer.
Bert and Ernie.
Possible
yes,
Mount Rushmore
yes,
style answer. Yep.
Yes, sir. Yep. Bert and Ernie. I was going to say, we wouldn't ever be any of those organizations because we have a great organization.
A great
meaning
owner.
The front
yes.
office, the owner.
Yeah.
They certainly know what the hell they're doing. I'm not saying they're perfect every year, but I know what they do. When they realize they have had a bad year, like, I would expect Howie to be aggressive this next offseason.
Yes.
I don't feel like Howie thinks he had a good offseason this year, and that's evident by how many trades he's made since training camp started.
Yeah.
I mean, like the amount of moves he's made lets you know he's been trying to correct things that they did earlier in the offseason or things they didn't do earlier in the offseason.
And that I know everybody said, well, you can just correct it with a trade. That's why they were so unaggressive in the offseason, but that's not the NFL,
nope.
really.
Nope.
You don't look around in the NFL every year and
it's
see
rare.
See
yep.
teams that are see players that are really contributing mm-hmm. that they get that get traded for during the year.
Nope.
It just doesn't happen.
No, it's usually a disgruntled player.
Yes,
who may get moved, but for the most part, yeah, it's the reason why these guys are in the position. I mean, other than Jalen Phillips, we hope he doesn't.
Everything's
die
been
out.
A swing.
Everything else has been yeah.
Tank Bigsby.
Tank Bigsby's
we'll
flashed us. He's flat. We need to see him a little more.
Yes. Ja'Quarian Bennett can't get on the field.
Yep.
John Metchie got traded.
And is playing better, by the way.
Yes.
With the
somewhere
Jets.
Else.
Yes, with
yes.
the Jets.
With Tyrod Taylor.
Michael Carter.
Michael Carter second. TBD, but not impressive yep. so far. Jalen yep. Phillips, we said, is good.
Sam Howell.
Sam Howell, we haven't seen.
I haven't even seen Sam
yeah.
Howell.
I'm
Sam Howell even dressing?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, it's tough. It's tough. If you leave yourself in the position where we have to get better during the year with players.
Oh, we had the Za'Darius Smith. He retired.
He retired.
Had to bring BG back.
Jair Alexander. Retired.
Jair Alexander retired on us.
Yeah. Justin in Tennessee, you're on WIP. What's up, Justin?
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing?
What's up, feller?
Justin, what's up, brother?
Boys, I just got off work. It's over for the week. No more for me till next Monday. Got a long, big weekend. Ready to see the birds get their get back come Friday. Get right against the daggum Bears. Hopefully, Shields right. We get at least, you know, 27 to 30 points off of them. But, you know, these people going on about bringing Doug Peterson in as kind of a what would you call it, like an offensive advisor or whatever.
Yeah.
Man, y'all can forget that. This dude was the head coach before Sirianni.
Yeah, it's too weird.
Super Bowl. Yeah, it is too weird. The optics are crazy. But let me give you one that the optics ain't too crazy. What about Frank Reich? His season at Stanford's about to be over this week. He's just there to help his buddy Andrew Luck out because they fired their coach, you know, mm-hmm. really early before the season. Mm-hmm. Frank is just basically he's Nick's buddy. He's Nick's
yeah,
buddy.
That's his guy.
His
yeah,
mentor.
Yep.
He's been to Philadelphia. He knows how to call plays. So I mean, if they were to bring somebody in, that's who I would look at. It ain't gonna be Dougie P because, like y'all said, it's too weird. The optics are crazy.
Yeah.
It was the last guy before Sirianni. He's the first guy to win a Super Bowl here.
Yeah, I don't even know if Doug would want to do that.
Well, and it's not like if Doug was 75
right.
and
yeah.
not yeah. like, but Doug wants to be a head.
He wants
coach
to be a head
here.
Coach again. Yeah,
yeah. yeah.
But, well, Doug has said he would. I've seen like I don't know how real it is, but I mean. There's like little, I don't know if it's on podcast or what. He said he would be interested in coming on as an advisor or something like that.
Oh, okay.
We need,
but not
we
to
need
be an actual offensive coordinator, though.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Okay. But we need somebody. Who's that guy with the Bucks? Is his name Tom Moore that used to be with Peyton?
Yeah, Tom Moore, yeah.
That's what we need. A guy like that who's going to be a really good advisor, who was an offensive coordinator, who was a play caller. But like you said, Ike, somebody's 75-year-old. He's just looking, you know, to help a team out, still be involved in the game, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. That's what I want. And if Petullo, Lord, if he ever does, you know, get a head coaching gig or something else, that's who they should look at again. Someone like a Fangio type who's not looking to be a head coach. Somebody who's been a head coach and said, hey, that ain't for me. I enjoy being a play caller and just an offensive coordinator. I don't need all the pressure being a head coach. Well, that's what I really wish they would do.
But see, really, those guys in the NFL right now don't really exist from the offensive side.
Right. And this, all those guys want to be head coaches.
Yeah, this is, if you are a good enough offensive coordinator, you can get a head coach job. This is the negative about Nick not being the offensive coordinator. You know, we got to go through this.
That's the flip side. Yeah. Yes, exactly. That's the flip side.
Give us a duo.
The dude wanting to run the wing T, man. I've been holding on Batman and Robin all day, and that cat wanting to run the wing T stole it from me. And I poised one to Jack, but I guess I won't do it. So I'm going to go with, how about Wayne and Garth from Wayne's World? Love that you, boys. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Love y'all. Mean it.
Love you, too, Justin. Wayne and Garth is a good one from Wayne's World.
Kid and Play.
Kid and Play, also a great one. We will pick our winner after the text line. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, some days it's not great on Next Question, you know. We've been doing it long enough.
Yeah, you'd think they'd get it.
I think we come up with better questions than the other shows, too, honestly.
Sure.
You know? What's next? Yep. Not a duo.
Nope.
It's
a trio.
Yep. What's next? Well, Shy is shy, right? Yep. Shy's a liar. Yeah, he's a liar.
Yeah.
He's a liar. He left out of, you know, when his whole they scored 20 points thing. I never said they wouldn't score 20 points. He said, I know if they score 20 points, they're winning. Which,
right. Well, here's the thing with Shy.
He's a liar.
We're going to have to start monitoring his takes now.
Yes.
Like, sometimes when he gives takes, we just, all right, what's your next question?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
he moved through it.
Yeah.
Now we're going to have to be more locked in.
Yeah, because he lied about what my take was. He lied about his own take. What's next?
I wasn't going to say nothing. Just let it go. he had his moment. You know what I mean?
Let the guy have his moment.
He's living his truth. Yeah. I mean, who am I to question whether or not that actually happened?
I like when the callers get recognized in public.
Yes.
I mean, a guy sent me a photo over the weekend of Herb at the Wells Fargo Center. And you know, Herb was so happy that someone recognized him, of course.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
That's something. It's only a few voices from the callers that are recognizable. Chuck is one. Is Derek's voice?
That's pretty recognizable.
It's pretty recognizable, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Chuck's recognizable. Herb, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
OG. Justin.
Yeah. Justin came.
We'll give that away.
Yeah.
Yeah, Fillers.
Yoshi.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yep. Do you think Gary gets recognized when he gets asked a question? He waits 3 seconds to answer?
Again, you're not on live TV. At the awkward pause, Gary.
Delay.
What's next?
Three thousand yards.
Well, he's like, you forgot that Hurts rushed for 1,000 yards in 2022.
Yeah. I'm like, what?
700.
Yeah, that's not 1,000.
That's close enough. Yeah. No, it's not.
What's next? From a C minus to a D, though. So it was pretty close. So for next question today, it was famous duos, and it is a blackout at the Lincoln Financial Field on Friday. They want everybody to wear black. So thanks to the Eagles Pro Shop for giving us. Do you want to give away two, Jack? Because we do have two, right?
Yeah, we can give away two.
Two pieces of great Eagles merch, which you can get at any of the pro shops. So what do we got?
Well, Corey said Tom and Jerry. Obviously a big answer.
Yeah.
Derek and Paoli with George and Wheezy.
Yeah.
Chuck with Starsky and Hutch.
Good one.
Art with Batman and Robin.
Yeah. Mm.
Gary, Mario, and Luigi.
Mm. Yeah.
Robin Delco, Bert and Ernie, and Justin in Tennessee, Wayne and Garth.
I'm going to say the art with Batman and Robin has to be one of them.
I agree.
Batman and Robin's good. The other ones are all good.
They're all good.
Once people got the idea
of
what we were doing, it was fine.
Yeah. But I think Batman and Robin is the sort of
we
those.
Have two. Is there another one you want to give?
Oh, we got two of them?
Yeah, we got two because we weren't able to do it yesterday because they didn't announce it till today.
I mean, Starsky and Hutch is a big one. Mario and Luigi, a big one. And Bert and Ernie, I think, are the three other good three. Answers.
Man, you can go with either of those. I guess I would go with Starsky and Hutch.
Yeah, let's go Starsky and Hutch.
All right, Chuck wins again.
All right. Oh, that was Chuck?
Yeah. After he was dividing early in the call, then he goes to Starsky and Hutch.
You guys are arguing too much for me to take away the prize from him. Right now you guys are at odds, and I need to keep – I can't have you taking away the prize.
Yeah. All right.
All right, do we have Fritz at six next?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
He's actually doing some work.
Uh-oh. Are you doing what I think you're doing?
What are you doing? You're stirring the pot? What do you got going on?
I think he's
going
to stir the pot. What are you doing?
Are we sure Nick Sirianni is still the right coach for this team?
Oh, okay, that's not what I thought you were going to do. Okay.
Are you sure Nick Sirianni is the right coach for this team?
I'm wavering.
How's he? What?
I'm wavering.
Guy just wins the Super Bowl, man.
Come on.
Guy just won the Super Bowl.
Was it because of him?
Wasn't because of him.
No, of course not.
Nope.
All right.
You're right.
All right.
He had nothing to do with it.
Wow. He was there.
Do you still think Nick's the right head coach?
All I'm saying is I'm wavering.
No, he's out.
Yeah.
Here we go. I can't have a nuanced conversation. I just wonder if I'm wavering a little bit.
So Fritz at six is next, and then TK after Fritz at six. We'll be back with you tomorrow. Let me just say, Wednesday shows are always big. It is a giant Wednesday show because we're not on Thursday and Friday, so you're going to hear Tornado tomorrow. You will hear Tommy Down the Shore tomorrow. A giant Wednesday show to celebrate the Thanksgiving holiday. That is coming up. That is coming up tomorrow. Fritz at 6 is next. Thank you so much for listening. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy. And the holiday season is full of joy. And you have to bring that joy home to your pets. In our house, the dogs get Christmas presents. I know it's like that in your house, too, because you love your pets, right? Dogs and cats rule. Have the gifts for you for the holiday season. Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever it is. You want to get your dog a fashionable coat. Maybe for those cold walks in the winter. Maybe a fleece. Maybe a sweater. All sizes and colors. And we got toys. You could do that as well for a gift. I wouldn't say a leash is the gift for the dog, but they got them there too. They have everything you need and the best staff anywhere who can lead you to the right food, to the right supplements for your pet. They got treats there too. 7 locations. 2 in Jersey, Pennington and Princeton, 5 in PA, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, and Bluebell. Dogsandcatsrule.pet is the website. Dogs and Cats Rule. Shop small, shop local, shop family.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.